fuck that. Conor McGregor, you're taking everything I work for, motherfucker. I'm gonna fight your fucking ass.
Sorry, Daddy.
What do you mean, sorry, Daddy? What the hell did you do?
Is Wayne Brady gonna have to choke a bitch?
Captain McCart.
Okay, Captain McCart is not gay, he's British.
Come on.
Make it flow.
Oh, I hate to break it to you losers, but Han Solo's a bitch.
Oh.
Tallahassee, you wanna stick together? At least for a while?
Here's the deal, Columbus. I'm not easy to get along with, and I'm sensing you're a bit of a bitch. So, I give this relationship to about Texarkana.
Disturbance reported at the top of the Ground restaurant. Suspect is a male communist extremist armed with what appears to be a ketchup gun.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
You're listening to Comic Con Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
You got the ketchup gun? Yeah. Somebody better have the ketchup gun.
Yes.
You know what? He's a cool dude. Condiment King. I mean,
who?
What would
the Condiment King.
Oh, okay.
What would the Condiment King's weakness be, would you say? Like, what are we talking, all condiments? Are we talking, like, would you consider, question, Cole, would you consider...
Do you know who the Condiment King is, Adam?
I assume it's from that video, that intro. I don't know.
He's a Batman villain who dresses up like a real dumb shit, and he's got...
He's got mustard.
Guns that are hooked up to pressurized tubes of ketchup and mustard.
Actual condiments.
And he makes... condiment puns.
And how is he a villain?
I don't know. He fucking makes a mess and robs people.
He makes a mess. Yeah, he makes a mess and he robs people. Yeah. You could be a villain. It's that easy. It's so easy.
Okay.
Just dress up in a costume. You could be Piss Man. Fill up a super soaker with...
They already did that on Rick and Morty.
Anyway, you could do that.
Okay.
Well, my question, Cole, is what is the opposite of a condiment? Like, what would be his what would be his weakness? My question is, do you consider ice cream toppings condiments?
No.
Caramel sauce. Okay, there it is. Boom. Figured it out.
Who would consider those condiments?
I don't know. What's the definition of a condiment? Something you put on something else, I thought.
I don't think.
I'll look it up.
I don't think condiments fall into I don't think sweet stuff counts as a condiment.
All right, here we are. Condiment definition.
Because then it's dessert toppings.
Condiment is a preparation that is added to food, typically after cooking, to impart a specific flavor, to enhance a flavor, or complement the dish. That could very well be a caramel sauce. I'm just saying, under that definition. So, we'll figure it out.
What's your least favorite?
Condiment?
Yeah.
Like, if one had to go tomorrow,
yeah,
and I never ate it again. Ranch dressing.
Same.
I like ketchup on certain things. I like barbecue sauce. I like this. I like that. But ranch dressing to me could be replaced by a number of things.
Yeah.
Blue cheese dressing.
Yeah.
Which I think
on top of salads for sure.
Yeah.
And then like if you want to dip your fries in something, ketchup or mustard or barbecue
gravy.
Yeah. Ranch is fucking easily replaceable.
What do you think, Adam?
I kind of
lend yourself to the debate here because I feel like you would be the guy that would save ranch.
In more recent years, I've had more ranch, especially like the Dan's stuff that they make there. Dan's brand ranch,
Dan's Super Value.
Yeah, they make. They make like this ranch that's kept
still,
in their cooler.
Do they still do it now that they've changed over to Family?
Yeah, they still sell it, and it's like they make it themselves or whatever. That's a pretty good ranch. I would get rid of any bottled ranch. Is fine, but that one's actually
making a valid point, Cole. Because if a restaurant makes their own condiments from scratch, we're talking a different ballgame.
Yeah,
man.
That's really good.
That's why nobody ever buys blue cheese from in a bottle. I mean, that sucks, but I mean, you get it in a jar or you get it at a restaurant, you know it's been made in a restaurant.
It was
probably
funny. There was a few years ago, we were hanging out with that British chick, Emily. Remember her?
Yeah.
And we had gone out to, I think it was the Craft Cade.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we had, there was ranch on the table. And she was talking, she was complaining about how disgusting ranch was. And she couldn't understand how Americans eat ranch. I said, have you tried a homemade ranch or a ranch from scratch? She said, no. I said, try this and tell me what you think. Blew her fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like the Redcoats were getting their asses kicked by America all over again. And it was awesome. I said, you know what, Emily? Welcome to America. Because sometimes America sucks. But sometimes America doesn't suck.
You're right. I think a
it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes.
I think there's a bunch of condiments that the first ingredient is like
soybean oil.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's what ruins it. It's
get it out of here.
It makes the flavor off right away.
Yep.
There's something wrong with that, and it just doesn't taste right. Right. And I guess that they're basically doing, if it starts with oil, I'm already making it into a mayonnaise, then I'm thinking.
Sure.
Because that's basically all the mayonnaise is, eggs and oil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't bother me when someone says, like, Catalina instead of French dressing. And it doesn't bother me when someone says Russian dressing instead of Thousand Island. But it pisses me off when someone asks for a Roy Rogers rather than a Cherry Coke.
What?
Like, why would you fucking rename Cherry Coke and call it a Roy Rogers?
I've never heard
that.
That
must
in my
be
life.
An old
That's
person
like
thing.
When you put like fucking grenadine in a Coke and instead of saying apparently cuz they don't want you to get them fucking Cherry Coke out of the spigot.
Yeah, okay.
But like
which is interesting cuz you know what grenadine flavor is traditionally, right?
I know.
It's pomegranate.
Oh, it's not good.
No, everybody thinks it's cherry, I think. Or a lot of people are under the impression.
I think so.
But it's actually supposed to be pomegranate syrup. That's
how they get you.
That is how they get you.
Yeah.
I try to tell people that all the time. They're getting you. And you don't even know it.
I don't mind grenadine. Just it's very easy to over-grenadine something.
That's the thing is I don't dislike it, but I really think that it's overused.
So here's the problem, right? You go to a restaurant, you ask for a Rob, what do you call it? Bobby Two Shoes? A Rob Roy. And they make it for you. And you know for a goddamn fact that the bottom is just going to be all syrup.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't mix it for
and
you.
It makes you sick before you finish drinking.
Yeah, it's no good. I don't like, and that's another thing that the Mormons do. Fuck Mormons, man. No offense to Mormons out there, but fuck you and your dumb culture because it's starting to come into our culture.
Oh, no.
That place up north called Fizzly. Have you heard of this place?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they're still open. I don't get it.
I don't know either.
Is it the place that's connected to the back of the fucking New York Pizza?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a spot that makes sodas.
Well, they don't make sodas. They just mix fucking syrup with your soda. It's like it's already a goddamn – so down
like they just have like Sprite and Coke on tap and then they just add syrups to it?
Yeah. So down in Utah, they have this thing called a dirty soda or some shit because Mormons – you know, they can't drink.
That's a soda with olive juice.
That sounds disgusting, dude.
Well, it's like a martini, man.
Okay. But okay, so here's the deal, right? Mormons are dumb because they can't drink, or they say they can't drink alcohol, coffee, or tea. But what are they allowed to drink? As much fucking sugar soda as they possibly can. And
that's why it's open.
It is so popular among Mormons.
So they can still have caffeine, just not in coffee or tea?
Yeah.
But coffee and tea are better.
Yeah. Don't ask me. Ask them. They're dumb.
I don't even really like tea that much, but I'd rather have it than than that Dr. Pepper bullshit we tried the other day.
So what they'll do is a dirty Dr. Pepper contains coconut milk, lime juice, and a bunch of pumps of, I forget the other, sugary syrup. So you're just adding a bunch of fucking sugar to an already sugared soda. It makes no motherfucking sense to me. I will never understand that place. I'll never understand that concept for a business. Uh-huh. But hey,
there's another
people
one.
People are doing it. If you want to drink that shit, it's more power to you.
There's another place that I think is doing that called Sips. That's in. It's like a. it's a pink shed.
Where's this at?
It's in the Family Fair parking lot.
Oh, over on this side of town.
Yeah.
I thought it was a coffee shop.
Yeah, I don't think so, though.
You know what I was hoping
it
was?
I've heard a couple commercials for it. Yeah, okay. And I've driven by there, and I don't know what their hours are, because I think it's the kind of place that just opens when they want to.
My favorite.
And they don't
I fucking hate that. That's one thing I hate about this town.
Yeah.
It's like,
what?
The weird fucking hours that businesses keep and somehow get away with for a little
while. That.
I think they,
it's chaos,
they get away with it until their parents' money runs out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's no way these people can maintain these businesses where you know that it's, there's too many like baby clothing boutique stores that open up where it's like $120 for a pair of pants that they can wear for
a week,
you know, like it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, they can wear them longer than that.
I still wear my onesies.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, It only fits over his foot like a sock, but, yeah. You know, sock with holes in it.
I was a big baby. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Still am. Yeah, I don't know. I thought for sure when I saw that little shack pop up that we were dealing with one of those fucking places with the hot ladies that serve shit in their bikini.
Oh, like is there a Williston? I think they have a coffee shop that does that.
Saw that place and I was hoping that's what it was.
So you got in line?
No, I didn't. I'm not going to.
You couldn't have gotten in line because it's not open ever.
Oh, okay.
And there's no signage on it. I've just heard a commercial. That's how I know it's called Sips, but there's no sign that says it. When I first put it in there, I was like, oh, they have a shed in the parking lot. That must be where they park the lawnmower.
Their parking lot.
It's a name that makes sense, but is somehow disgusting also.
We should open
Sips.
Up.
I don't know how it's disgusting.
I got a better idea.
Sip. I don't know. It's the worst. It's the worst way to describe drinking something.
All right. Okay. All right. How about this, Cole? We're going to open up a milk shop called Tits.
Good.
And you get to
and you have hot ladies in bikinis serving or old ladies in bikinis serving.
Sure, whoever.
And whoever wants to put on a bikini.
And they serve you the milk out of a tit from a cow.
Oh, nice. You don't get we don't have cups.
No, there are no cups.
It's just
here.
Squirt. You drive up, you get a squirt in your mouth, and then you hit the road.
Okay, here's the deal. We'll make it worth your while, first of all. Okay. At Tits, we make it worth your while. Okay. That's our slogan.
Oh, I like that.
At Tits, we make it worth your while. So you can do like a mystery tit shot. And it's probably going to have something in it that you, I don't know.
Like it could be a cow, or maybe it's a bull.
Or maybe some LSD.
You get it, and it's spicy.
Ooh, it was a salty shot. Hey. That's what we got on the menu today.
I think this is curdled.
Yuck. But hey, it's tits. It's what we do. That's another slogan we have. It's what we do.
Sure. As long as you say, hey, it's tits. It's what whatever you want to say
yeah,
after.
Yeah. So that's our slogan. It's tits.
Okay.
Go for it. Yeah, that's another one.
And what are the hours of whatever you want to be open.
Monday through Friday, 1:30 to 2.
Perfect.
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 Yeah, so hey, speaking of hours, Bernie Sanders introduced a bill.
Oh, okay.
I know we're not supposed to talk politics, but it's kind of a fucking awesome bill.
32-hour work week.
I fucking love that shit, but I know it's never going to happen.
I don't understand a 32-hour work week. Well, anyway, I have a hard enough time surviving on 40 hours. How, if I subtract 8 hours from my work week, where how I'm getting paid 8 hours less.
Sure.
So, or is he saying, in the 32 hours, your wage increases to cover the 8 hours that you're missing?
Your wage would increase.
Because I'm going to work harder during that time.
Well, okay, his idea is...
I'm puzzled on how
yeah,
it would
so
work.
His idea is that...
It sounds great, though, but I don't...
Yeah, automation is taking over a lot of shit.
Okay.
And rather than the dollars benefiting the big kahunas, let's benefit the workers. That's kind of the idea of it. You know, automation, especially like in factory work...
You know how many more people are going to get part-time jobs?
This guy.
That's so fucking dumb. I mean, it's not dumb. It's
I love the idea.
It's a great idea, but it.
But you know what? You know what, Boomer?
I have no hope for the future. So.
I wouldn't talk. Yeah, because here's the problem. You don't. You want if you're under the 36-hour threshold.
Yeah.
Then you're out of full time, so you're not getting any benefits.
So here's
you receive
the deal.
Nothing.
So here's
and
the
you're
deal.
Getting screwed out of 8 hours.
You know.
It makes no sense. I don't like it.
Yeah, so let's stop talking fucking politics.
No.
We just poked a hole in your bullshit theory.
No, you didn't, because guess what? They were having the same argument. They were having the same argument years ago. How are we ever going to survive off of a 60-hour work week? It's never going to happen. 40 hours? It's ridiculous. It's the same thing. We'll figure it out,
well,
everybody.
We're not surviving off of a 40-hour work week.
This is America. Yeah. We'll figure it out. That's also a tits.
That's tits.
Tits.
We'll figure it out.
So, go Bernie.
Well, okay.
We'll figure it out.
I guess I would have to hear more details on how it would work because I don't. Unless if 32 hours. Sorry, Cole. If 32 hours suddenly became full time and you still were to receive whatever extra benefits, okay, sure. But if I'm getting screwed out of that 8 hours that I need to survive and I'm getting no medical benefits or anything like that, I would not get on board at all.
Do you know
why
Taylor brought this up?
He's
trying to avoid a story, so he's trying to control the way the podcast is going.
Can I tell the story from my perspective first?
Well, I don't know. I've been stewing over this all day.
All right. So yesterday,
okay,
St. Patrick's Day.
Is it?
I've been waiting for this day for months.
Really?
Yeah, but I forgot about it.
I never heard you talk about it.
Oh, well, here's the deal.
I forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day until the day of.
Yeah. So I was promised.
Okay.
Pasties from Cole's mom. And I was looking forward to this because
like those things they put on their nipples.
That's what I thought they were.
Every time we bring this up, one of you two makes the nipple joke.
It's a great joke.
Well, a pasty is.
Tell us what it is.
I don't know if it was invented in Ireland or if it was invented by Irish people once they got to America. So it's basically you take carrots, onion, potato. Sometimes rutabaga and like meat. Like,
yeah, okay.
It can be ground or it can just be chopped meat. We like to my family likes to use beef and pork,
mm-hmm.
and then you put that into some dough and you fold it so it kind of looks like I don't know, like a pierogi almost, but way bigger.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
they could put it in their lunchbox. Leave it there. The coal miners would put it in their lunchbox, leave it there. They would pick it up with their dirty fucking coal hands or whatever, and then they would eat it, like, but whatever they touched, they would throw that dough away, you know?
Okay.
Because, you know, it was
got dirty coal hands.
Full of fucking, you know, dirt and
soot
and all kinds of fucking rock and shit. So we invited Taylor over for it this year.
You know what? I would put a hanky in my lunchbox.
Oh, brilliant idea.
Yes.
They didn't invent those.
I would bring a fork.
So what you're saying, Cole, this was a prehistoric Hot Pocket.
Not prehistoric. It wasn't a dinosaur Hot Pocket, but it was.
Sounds like a Hot
and
Pocket.
And it's called.
It sounds awesome.
I've seen them. I've probably eaten one. And because I think when I think of them, I always assume that it's going to be a donut with the name like pasty or pasty. I'm like, that sounds like a sweet treat.
But it's not.
And then it's
like it's like a meat pie, but you pick it up.
Yeah.
So, okay. I was promised this, and I thought, I can't wait. Unfortunately.
You were promised it for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. And okay. Nicole reminded me earlier last week about it. I said, fuck yeah. He said, don't make plans for Sunday. You're coming over for dinner. I could not wait.
Okay.
Yeah. I was supposed to go over to my mom's house at like 11 in the morning and start helping her make it and shit.
So, no offense to Cole's dad's dumb ass, but he contracted a disease.
Oh.
Which, I don't want to be anywhere part of that. Cause
he got COVID for the first time, hey. And Taylor's like, yeah, his dumbass. It's like, how many times have you had COVID, Taylor?
Once that I know of, maybe twice. Who knows? So I do feel bad for the man. I'm glad
put labels
I'm
on
glad,
my illness.
I'm glad he's doing all right, and that he's gonna make a full recovery. But
so did you get?
I
a
was
rain
robbed
check?
Of pasties.
Did you get a rain check?
No, but Cole,
we're planning on doing them next week.
But. Cool. But Cole says to me, I'm going to make some Irish stew, some Guinness stew. Pick up some Guinness for this stew. I said, you got it, bro. He made the house smell so good. It was so fragrant. It was beautiful. I went to bed the night before. He was working on this all night. I couldn't wait.
Wow.
Next morning, next afternoon, I get up to go to work. Cole says, hey, do you want any stew? Now, I'm telling this from my perspective,
okay.
And I want to hear who's in the wrong. I will gladly accept it, Adam. You'll be the third person that would say if I'm in the wrong or if I'm in the right.
Sure.
I've already had two people that say I'm in the wrong.
Okay.
Ashley said I was in the wrong. Cole said, what the fuck? You're in the wrong.
Okay.
So anyway.
So this starts with Cole offering you stew before work.
Before work. And I said, no, I'm going to have some later if that's all right. He's like, oh, there's not going to be any left when you get home. I said,
did I really say that?
Yes, you fucking said that. And I said, fucking guy. Because Cole was going to be a fucking super nice guy. Take over to his sick parents. Take it over to his brother. And his other brother.
Well, if you knew all those stops were going to occur.
Fuck the other brother.
Yeah, Cole only brought it over to the one. I said, wow, Cole's quite the guy. So I come home from work after a long, hard day of work.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that long, and it wasn't that hard, but it was a day of work. I go into the refrigerator.
Looking for stew.
I said, I'm going to see if Cole left me some stew. He said he wasn't gonna. What a guy. And I'll be fair here. I filled up this bowl.
Okay.
Full of stew.
Great.
It's a big bowl.
Yeah.
It's an American sized bowl.
It is. It looks like a good cereal bowl.
Yeah. So
whatever.
I filled the bowl up and I partook of the stew.
Mm-hmm.
All of the stew that was in the fridge that filled up this bowl. It wasn't overflowing. It was filled. Cole wakes up. He's like, I'm going to have some stew. I'm like, oh, hey, man. This was after I'd already eaten all the stew. And I said, hey, man, there's no stew left.
Uh-huh.
I hear Cole say, what the fuck?
You like, were hiding in the basement?
No, I was in my bedroom. And I said, oh, I ate it all. He's like, what do you mean you ate it all? That was supposed to be for both of us. I'm like, ah, shit. I thought one bowl was for me. I'm sorry, Cole. And then I got, I don't know. I got it from both ends. I got it from Ashley and I got it from Cole saying, you should not have eaten all that stew.
Okay.
He got a lot of the details right, but there's some
shit. Okay, what else did I miss? Please.
Yep, I need to hear
Adam,
more.
Judge
more.
Adam needs to hear. Hear.
All right.
It's Judge Judy over here.
So what I didn't say what the fuck. I says, hey, Taylor, do you want some stew? He goes, I already had some. Yeah, I finished everything that was left in the I finished what was left in the fridge, and I shouted out, dude, I didn't get any. And he goes, what? What? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you. And I got, when he said that, I was so enraged, but I didn't say nothing. I go, it's okay. And then I walked back to my bathroom.
Start crying.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to take a piss. So I started trying, and he starts talking. I don't know what he said, but I'm just like.
He's seeing red.
Leave me alone. I'll be there in a minute. So I go to the bathroom, and I just take a little breather. I'm just like, okay.
This close to being murdered.
Like, you don't want to be a real piece of shit, you know? You only worked on this shit forever, and he ate all of it. But you don't want to be a piece of shit. So I kind of cooled down a little bit, and I started washing my hands, and I go over by his room. I was like, what's up? He's like, do you want me to buy you a pizza? And immediately, I was almost just as enraged again. I was like, no, I'm going to Cashwise. I was like, I got to get out of the fucking house, right? Mm-hmm. So I got out of the house. And I started driving to the grocery store, and I'm walking around the grocery store, and I'm just still like, well, what the fuck am I going to eat tonight?
Nothing's going to fill the hole.
I mean, there's not like you're at a grocery store or anything. Oh,
yeah, I was. Yeah,
but you're looking forward to it.
I was. But the reason I was thinking, like, what the fuck am I going to eat tonight was like, what am I going to have to make now? You know, like.
Yeah.
So I was walking by that little section where they keep the meat in the, like, the middle islands or whatever, the refrigerated. And they had corned beef for pretty cheap. And so I grabbed the corned beef and I grabbed up some of those really small potatoes that you can boil and shit. And I made that last night. And it was actually cheap enough where I went back and got some today. But they didn't give me the fucking discount. I looked at my receipt when I got home. Like, that seemed more expensive than it should.
Fucking bastards.
Well, and then so I'm paying for this. And the kid's like, he rings me up and he tells me my total. And he's like, oh, hey, the little pad over there is going to ask if you want to donate anything to the Special Olympics. And I just hit not now because I was thinking the winner of the Special Olympics just ate all my fucking food. Then I got home and he said it again, like, I'm going to make this up to you. And every time he said that, I was just like,
all right, I won't make it up to
like,
you, but I will.
Like, I don't know what the fuck.
Did you get him a pizza then?
I'm going to upgrade his flight from San Jose, or wait, from.
But no, here's what happened.
Sure.
That bowl you showed him. Okay, so I did get to eat a little bit. I didn't get a bowl like that. Okay. So when the stew was finished, there was a lot more liquid than there was like the meat or the potatoes or the carrot.
Naturally.
There was a lot more liquid. So I skimmed the liquid off the top and I put some in the bowl. It didn't even fill that bowl halfway, but mm-hmm. I got to eat some of the liquid. So I got the flavor and I took one piece of beef out there just to see if it was tender or not.
It was tender.
So yeah, thanks for letting me know.
All right, Judge Adam. I want to hear.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, granted, I understand, like, what I did was wrong. But
the amount that I left here that he ate was the exact. I divided that into three equal parts: a third for my mom and my pop to share.
Yeah.
A third for Shay and Natalie to share.
And a third. For
Taylor to eat all of it.
I see. Yeah. I see. Well, after hearing all the
careful
evidence.
Careful deliberation.
All right. I feel that it all comes down to a misunderstanding. I
really,
feel like Taylor assumed that he was at work and you had done all of your deliveries and whatnot.
Deliveries and eating.
And ate some yourself during whenever. And I think because you told him prior to going to work that there wouldn't be any stew left, he assumed that you saved what stew was in there for him.
Okay.
So I'm having a hard time picking here.
Oh, I won't put you in the middle of it, Adam.
I don't know how to fall on this. I feel like that you were ignorant.
Yes.
And that's but that is no excuse.
Okay, I think I know what we have to do, Cole. I think I know what we have to do. You know King Solomon's story?
Where we're supposed to split the shit in half?
No.
That's what we were going to do.
We're going to cut Fritz in half.
I'm fine with that.
All right. There we go. We
that's
know
it?
Who the true owner of Fritz
yeah,
is.
We were supposed, okay. We were supposed to split the stew in half, and you killed the entire thing.
Yeah.
Killed.
Yeah.
Hey, I understand.
I think you could have asked him about the stew prior to eating all of it.
That was in my head. I was like, no way. He already ate this. He
See,
wanted to
I
eat
get,
it when it was
I
fresh.
Get, I get that you... Yeah. I understand that. It's just checking.
So... Cole,
I
mean, what
it
I,
is a large bowl.
It is a large bowl.
But it's not ridiculous after slaving away to want to eat a bowl stew in this, especially if it's as delicious as it was.
What could I do? I guess, Adam, is my question. What do I do to make it up to my best friend and my roommate here? That's what I need to know.
I think I thought about it. Have to spend hours on something that actually is delicious.
And you don't get none either.
And I don't get any?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I
get to take a little taste to see if it's okay.
Yep.
And to make sure that the meat is tender.
You have to confirm that it is extremely delicious. And then Cole may do whatever he wants with it.
That's a fair.
He can pour it out if he wants. Right in front of you.
No, I got to bring some to Patty and the fam.
Yeah,
so.
Make some deliveries.
I'll make some deliveries. And then Cole will have a moderate-sized bowl.
It seems fair.
All right.
He can do whatever he
punishment.
Wants.
That's a good punishment.
Yep.
I like that punishment.
Mm-hmm.
There you heard it here, folks. There I'm you being go. Punished, and it's a good punishment.
Thanks for watching, listening to Judge Adam.
Yeah.
Way better than Judge Judy.
She's a
bitch. I don't know. She's sassy.
Yeah,
my grandpa used to have a crush on her.
Don't pee in my leg and tell me it's raining.
But
a judge, like when she was a younger lady? Or
no,
like
when she was old.
Oh,
yeah.
He'd watch her every day, and he'd tell my grandma, that's my girlfriend.
I thought she had a new television show.
Hey, Cole.
But it turned
that's
out.
That's my girlfriend.
It turned out it was. Thank you. It turned out it was for makeup.
For Judge Judy?
Judge Judy is promoting some sort of makeup now.
That's fucked up.
Which, yeah. Whatever. But I thought it was for. I think it was called Judge Beauty or
Judge
something.
Beauty.
And I was
hey.
Like, interesting. What is this?
Good for her.
Yep.
Well, Adam.
Yes.
You were initiated into some hardcore wrestling. Adam, was it last week you had mentioned that you found a tape at the, DVD, I guess.
At the library book sale.
What the kids call it these days, at the library book sale. Honestly, I thought it was going to be some WWE thing. I was not expecting a hardcore, almost like a bootleg fucking DVD of some hardcore. We don't even know what hardcore homecoming.
Hardcorehomecoming.com.
It's called Hardcore Homecoming, and I made a joke to Adam when he got here. It's like, is this some kind of porn video?
Well, I told you,
he thought it was.
There's two discs.
When he bought it, he thought it was. He's like, fuck it. Oh, it's just such a bunch of dudes. Bunch of muscly, sweaty dudes.
I was so disappointed.
Well, you did your best, but I don't know.
I don't know. I figured you guys would enjoy.
I'm going to enjoy maybe some of those matches.
Some of it's too much.
When we started watching it, I was surprised that, honestly, the wrestling was good.
Yeah.
The wrestling.
The first match we watched.
The first match. The very first match on the disc. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Second match we watched was just going for shock value.
You said, oh, hey, it's New Jack. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Adam needs to see a New Jack match.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Fucking sucks.
I mean, he could fly.
Fuck,
I just liked
New
how
Jack.
He kept taking knives out and stuff.
Yeah, that's New Jack. That guy fucking sucks, dude. Fuck New Jack. Honestly, I don't say this lightly, but I'm glad that guy's dead. That guy's
probably not a bad thing.
That guy sucks. Because
he was going to kill someone else if he didn't
die. Dude, he's on record saying he wanted to kill this guy. He attempted to murder this guy. I forget why he was so pissed off at the guy he threw off the scaffolding.
I don't remember why he was mad at that guy either.
Yeah. He made some comments or something. He's like, I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I'm like, okay. fucking, I guess. But so thank you, Adam.
You're
for
welcome.
Bringing
oh,
that
here.
Over. Oh, yeah.
Hardcore Homecoming was a series of professional wrestling events which were advertised as a reunion of talent from the defunct Extreme Championship Wrestling.
That makes sense. Because they mentioned Paul Heyman when he first opened this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be one I go back and revisit. I'm going to watch some of those.
There's two discs, man.
Yeah, a lot of fucking shit to watch.
I wouldn't mind watching the Sandman versus Raven, or was it Tommy Dreamer versus Raven?
I think it was Sabu.
No, he was in a different match.
Oh, I thought it was Sabu versus Raven. I don't know. Yeah, we could watch that one. Fuck yeah. I love wrestling, so I came across a WWE moment the other day and made me want to watch WrestleMania 9.
Okay.
They were in Las Vegas outside.
What was that was the moment?
Well, I want to watch. I just want to watch some of those matches.
Oh,
sure. From that particular one.
There's what year would that one, be? There's a certain one from that that's super famous. What matches?
Let's look here.
Is that the one with robots and stuff outside?
No, that would have been WCW.
Okay.
When RoboCop came.
Yeah.
But what did I say? Nine?
Nine.
Yeah. WrestleMania 9. Let's see. Oh, okay. Hulk Hogan.
93.
This is when WWF started to get... This is right before Attitude Era was going to start to kick off. I think they were trying to get a little edge going, but it happened at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Hmm.
Notable matches, Cole. Who do we got? I don't know. I always like looking at the aftermath.
This isn't the one I was thinking of. I was thinking of WrestleMania 4, but I have seen part of this before.
Oh, dude, you've got Razor Ramon and Bob Backlund.
I
loved Razor Ramon, dude.
I have seen part of this before, and it sucked. It was Undertaker with Paul Bearer defeats Giant Gonzalez with Harvey Whippleman. But yeah, Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez, it's a shit fucking match.
It sounds like it. Lex Luger has nothing to do with Lex Luthor. And fuck Giant Gonzalez. That guy sucks. Had to wear a fucking muscle suit to look like he was muscly. Anyway.
No, I was thinking of Macho Man versus... Ricky the Dragon Steamboat at WrestleMania 4.
Oh, yeah, I watched that one the other day.
Or was that WrestleMania 3?
Yeah, right? He had to wear a fucking muscle suit.
He was actually tall, though, wasn't he?
I mean,
he looks quite 8 feet. Was he actually 8 feet tall? I don't think he was.
He died when he was 44, so probably.
Well, okay.
You know what, Cole? I'm going to start walking around in a fucking muscle suit
like this.
And just be like, hey, this is my physique. How I am.
I think, yeah.
And you know what? Next time I dress up as...
when you come back from Oklahoma, I want you to be wearing a muscle suit all the time.
A lot of changes have occurred in two weeks. Okay, so I think it's funny because it's been mentioned to me before by a certain individual. And she says, have you ever thought about a toupee?
Oh.
And I said, never. And she said, well, look what they can do today. I said, I get it. I get that toupees today are much better. The problem with a toupee is just tomorrow, all of a sudden, without warning, he's got a full head of hair.
Wow.
No, I mean, how do you justify that?
You get the toupee system. Oh. They send you, you get a set of like...
It's growing back.
Eight of them. It slowly grows.
It's like Invisalign.
You know?
It's miracle.
They got to make that. I'll bet they have that. Where they you slowly start adding hair.
Hey, I'm comfortable with the idea that
what if
I don't have a full head of hair.
That's
just the way it fucking goes.
Well,
you know what?
I think
God looked upon me and said, you know what? No.
I think if your job let you wear a hat...
That.
Yeah. So what you do is you show up to work every day wearing a hat.
Oh.
And then suddenly you don't wear the hat. And they're like,
whoa.
He has hair. Wait, did he have hair before? I can't remember.
It'd be funny if he worked at a place where he had to wear a hairnet and instead he just pulled the toupee off.
You know what? Fuck this. I don't need a fucking hairnet.
And then he gets off of work and he just puts it back on.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even. I mean, I don't know. I don't have that kind of...
Well,
I don't have it in me.
Just experiment. There's some wigs at Ugly Box Store. You can start trying them on.
Get one of those Raver Girl wigs.
Yeah.
Like, that's like... That has the bangs and it's fucking... It's like super purple.
This is who I am.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It's who I am now.
If anyone asks you, just don't even acknowledge that anything's happening.
Like, what's with the wig? What?
What? What wig?
What? What are you talking about? And put it on them. Make them feel fucking weird. I like that, Cole. Oh, man.
Dude, we were watching music videos the other night.
All right.
Me and Taylor.
Yeah, we were.
And Taylor has this thing where he'll let you listen to about fucking...
You'll get
halfway into the song and you're starting to get into it. and then he just fucking switches to another song.
We're done. We're done.
That's attention span.
So finally, I'm like, oh great, give me the remote. You pick the video, but give me the remote because we're watching the fault, right?
Yeah.
So we start watching this video, and they stop the song in the middle of the song to do a fucking skit. Do you remember that growing up when they were doing music videos or like?
I want to say
they used to do that when we were growing up.
Well, I mean, dumbest Michael Jackson videos were all That was a whole like. Movie almost. Yeah. I mean, they're like 10 minutes,
film.
You know? Yeah.
Short film.
God, that sucks.
No,
like,
it does.
Just
awesome.
Play the song. Don't do a skit in the middle of the song. I want to know if I like the song. I don't want to be entertained by a fucking.
What, is there a particular video that you're thinking
we
of?
We were watching some fucking punk band. I don't know. And they were doing it.
Yeah, they were. They
a lot of rappers did that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know who else did
that? Busta Rhymes did that a lot.
Green Day did that for their album American Idiot. There was a few of their songs that had the cinematographic. It was cinematographic.
Okay.
It was terrific. I don't know. Cole doesn't care for art. He just cares for
the music.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm going to that museum thing without you.
Hey, you know what's funny? You know what's
the
funny?
One local? Mm-hmm. The Marvel one?
No, you can't. You already went, you bitch.
No, you don't care for art. I'm going to fucking do it without you. Hey, prove you wrong.
You ate all the stew. He can go to that himself.
Did you see? That's going to be held over my head for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Did you see that one? I forget the rapper, but this lady was interviewing her. I'll pull it up here for us later, but this rapper... she asks her about being a musician. She's like, I'm not a musician. And the girl's like, you're not? She's like, no, I'm not a musician or whatever the fuck you just called me. I don't do magic tricks. And then the girl was trying to say, hold on. I think you misheard me. Yeah. I didn't say you were a magician. I said you were a musician. She's like, whatever the fuck. I'm smarter than you. And she just went
smarter than you.
I just went to this whole. It was so fucking awesome. It was awkward for her. It was awkward for everyone.
I've seen interviews with not Nicki Minaj, but Cardi B, and it makes me wonder if it wasn't her.
Oh my god,
she ain't that fucking bright.
No, it was not Cardi B. I forget the name of the. But damn it, I was laughing so hard at that. I'm not. I don't do magic tricks and none of that shit. I'm like, oh my god, holy fuck, this is where we are. But. Yeah, I want to review a local restaurant.
Oh, okay.
If I may.
All right. Go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ashley and I this week we went to the new Ichiban restaurant.
That's where the Woodhouse.
Oh, that's open.
Is it called Ichiban?
Ichiban. Yeah.
Is that a
Mexican
franchise?
Place? Is that French restaurant?
No.
No, but is Ichiban a franchise?
So
I swear I've heard of
Ichiban
before.
I have a feeling that now this happened a few years ago. There was a restaurant down on Airport Road called Taco Palenque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had to change their fucking name because they ripped off
a
fucking
franchise.
Real place.
Yeah. It went to Arnaldo's,
which was still good.
Oh, it's awesome.
But I have a feeling that this is that kind of a place.
Okay.
I feel like maybe they took it. Didn't
they ripped off a franchise's name?
Okay, hear me out. I feel like this franchise isn't a franchise because I've gone to franchise restaurants. You walk into this place, and this is a Ruby Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is a Applebee's. Yeah. It's got a vibe.
Okay.
Okay. This place had a very hometown vibe.
Okay.
Which
yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining one bit because you know what? The fucking people in there were awesome.
Okay.
And the food was great.
Can you still order on a telephone?
No.
Damn.
That was what
that would have been the one thing to keep.
But everything that was in there was still very Woodhouse. And that was the vibe I got. I was like,
okay.
They just did a quick conversion. Didn't change much as far as aesthetics
decor. Okay.
Hung up a few Japanese flags and stuff. We're going to call this what it is. But the food was fucking awesome. We had takoyaki, which is...
Say
what kind of tacos are those?
Takoyaki.
they put there. Yaki inside of a taco?
They put fucking octopus inside of a fucking fried corn ball, and it was awesome.
Nice.
It was so good. So good. And Don Burry. I've never had that before. So it was
Don Burry, he's a shock jock, right? He used to be on the radio in the 70s.
He's a racist. No, I don't know. Donburi is a, it's a kind of a rice bowl, a Japanese rice bowl. Two things which I never had before I got to experience.
Okay.
They're fucking phenomenal, dude. Super awesome. I can't wait to go back and try some of their other entrees. They have the, traditional sushi, hibachis all done in the back. Mm-hmm. So if you do any of that stuff. But I was really excited to try stuff I had never had on a, like for like a Japanese steakhouse menu. So I was excited to try something different, and it was fucking awesome.
Cool.
I can't wait to when I go back, I'm going to definitely go for the ramen, I think.
What what's their price level at?
Not bad. So Ash and I, we both had we got the takoyaki, which is a was an appetizer, our bowls. We each got the Donburi, we each got one of those, and we had soda. And I think it was $36.
That's okay. Not bad for two people.
Yeah,
hey, that's 36 bucks. That's a McDonald's for two combos. I mean, come on.
I don't know if they called it takoyaki, but they do have those octopus balls down at Nara, and I enjoyed those.
I will say this. It was so funny. Paul was our waiter. Indonesian guy. Fucking the nicest fucking dude. Like, so – I want to give him a shout-out, dude. That guy was exceptional as a waiter. Like, he came up, made sure we liked the food. He's like, hey, and if you guys wouldn't mind giving us a review on Google. I'm like, fuck yeah, we'll do that for you. This has been great.
Say, no, that's asking too much.
No, hold on. That's asking too much. Hey, Cole, this is where he went above and beyond. We wanted to order a dessert, and we wanted to order the tiramisu, which.
Very Asian.
Yes.
Very Asian, right? So we ordered the tiramisu. He says, I'm so sorry, but it fell off the truck. We don't have it.
Or whatever.
It didn't
make it there.
It didn't make it. So we're like, oh, that's okay. Without question or without, do you want something else? He went and grabbed one of those orange Jello cakes that you get at the fucking Asian buffets.
Those little cup things?
Well, I don't know. But he brought it out to us as complimentary. He said, I'm so sorry we didn't have tiramisu, but I wanted to give you this.
Did he bow?
No, maybe he did. I don't know. I guess I didn't notice.
Not five stars.
That's more like a 4.6. That's right. I'm
going lower.
If he was super embarrassed about not having the tiramisu, why didn't he commit Harry Carey?
Seppuku?
There you go.
You fucker.
Wow.
Because he was Indonesian, not Japanese, you fucking bitch.
But he's working at a Japanese restaurant. That's
Ashley was super embarrassed when I asked him where he was from. She's like, don't do it. Don't do it. I said, I want to know where he's from. I didn't say, hey, you, where are you from?
There are some things you don't need to know.
I love to know people's culture. I love to know where they come from. I like to know who they are. So if I say, hey, where are you from originally? And you tell me Indonesia, I want to know more about it.
And you go, and where is that?
And what is that exactly? Yeah. What? No. So he was so fucking nice. Five stars for him. Not 4.8. He gave us free fucking dessert. He was a cool dude. Ichiban, check it out. I highly recommend it before they change their name because I have a feeling that's going to happen.
There's a lot of Asian restaurants that have popped up recently that I have not tried.
I was kind of disappointed to hear that we had another Japanese restaurant. I was like, man, I would have preferred like maybe Korean.
I wasn't because I already consider that we don't have any. I'm like
what?
Someone's like, Kobe's? I'm like, no, it's dead to me. I'm not ever fucking going to Kobe's again.
What
else do we got?
That's Shogun. Where the celebrities go, okay?
That's where the celebrities go!
Shogun, it's the exact same thing as Kobe's. It's just in a mall.
It's not even a mall. You call that a mall?
Yeah, it's the remnants of a mall.
The remnants of a mall. Doesn't even have an Osco drug. How do you call it a mall?
It was dead to me as soon as Orange Julius was out of there.
Ooh, well, that's a throwback there.
Yeah, wow. I had no need to go there anymore. And wow. I'm very disappointed. I don't even know if that Dairy Queen makes Orange Julius stuff anymore. Because I get a hankering for like a Strawberry Julius every now and then. And I can't get it.
I might agree with you. My mom, I'll make you one.
Okay.
Next week on the podcast, remind me before you come over, I'm going to make Adam. You don't get any cold because you don't like sweet stuff.
I don't give a shit. I like Orange Julius.
Oh!
Then we're going to have an Orange Julius Fest.
All right.
That sounds good, right?
Yeah.
We'll just hang out down here, sip
Dude,
on orange
can I
Julius.
Get a can he get a strawberry one and I get an orange one?
Nope.
Actually, I want to put some vodka in it and have a fucking...
Can we do adult Orange Julius's on the next podcast?
I want to do Orange Julius screwball.
Have you ever had an Orange Julius? Have you ever made one at home?
Yes.
You know what the secret is?
Egg whites.
What?
To get the foam.
Oh, I
super
I,
sugar. We sugary I thought
it was,
water.
I thought it was vanilla.
Oh yeah, there's a little dash of vanilla.
Oh, fuck yeah!
And it's a lot of sugar.
Oh yeah,
because whatever that stuff is that they push it on the tap. You know, they got the ice in there, and then they go out of
man.
Like a soda machine, and I think it's just sugar water.
Is Orange Julius the most underrated fucking like food place ever?
Yeah,
nobody
had,
ever
hot dogs were good.
Nobody ever talks about like, oh man, fuck, I want to go to Orange Julius, but you see one and you can't not want to go there, right?
They don't exist anymore. I think Dairy Queen bought them out or something, and then they just got rid of them.
Yeah, the beginning of the competition. Yeah. We cannot compete with our ice cream. Yeah. So my question is, was Orange Julius was its own thing at one point, right?
Yes.
Or was it always Orange Julius and caramel corn? In our location.
Oh, in our location, I'm pretty sure it always had the caramel corn on the back part of the restaurant. Restaurant.
Also severely underrated. Like the caramel corn.
It was it made sense as a combo.
Oh yeah.
You know, I never really bought the popcorn, but I really only went there for strawberry Julius's. Sometimes I would get a pineapple strawberry.
I'm with Cole. I'm a traditionalist.
Get an orange.
Orange Julius.
Mm, okay. I mean they didn't call it strawberry Julius. They called it Orange Julius.
I did sometimes have them blend a banana in with my orange.
Oh sure, yeah.
That was good too.
Yeah.
God damn, I wanna say this podcast is officially made me depressed.
Of the things you once had and now.
Oh my god, how nostalgic is an Orange Julius, man?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of I like to reflect in my mind. I wish there was a way to go back in time and not fuck with history. But just take an HD camcorder or a cell phone and just walk around Kirkwood Mall.
Oh, I can.
And just reminisce about the places that were once there.
I can, you know? I can imagine eating at that McDonald's that was in the corner there.
Fuck yeah.
Out in the little terrace area that was out in the mall.
Fancy.
And then swinging over to KB Toy.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Going to Spencer's when it was actually a cool store. Before it was just like...
dildos.
Now it's just dildos and t-shirts.
And that's
t-shirts.
Just the employees.
Yeah. Hey-o!
I stopped in there the other day. The fucking lady was... I forget the fuck she said to me. And I'm like, why do you... What is this, charity? Like, why? How do you have a job? Like, how is this even a thing? How
is this even a thing?
I don't understand. Okay, dude, I remember a few years ago, we drew names for Halloween. No, we drew names for Christmas, okay? My fucking brother-in-law got my name. My sister says, what do you want for Christmas? I said, you know what would be...
Spencer's gift card.
You know what would be great is a Vikings poofball hat. She tells me... That's dumb.
Okay.
And it was in the price range. It was everything that they needed. So Chris went to Spencer's.
Why is that dumb? That just seems like you said exactly what you want, and that's an easy gift to get.
Easy. She said that's dumb. So her husband goes to Spencer's and gets me two hats. Two random flat bill hats that I would never have worn. I don't even remember
they say,
what
like,
they were.
Show me your tits or something.
Something stupid. Yeah. I don't know. I said, I'm never going to wear these. I said, I'll just take them back. So I took them back. And I think he must have gotten like the buy one, get one free deal. Did they give me that back? No. They gave me full fucking in-store credit for both of those hats.
Mm-hmm.
And they were $25 each. So I had $50 in Spencer's money to spend.
So basically you didn't have anything.
So I said, I'll just look around and maybe I'll find something. It took me – that was the longest I'd ever spent in that store.
Yeah.
And I think I spent an hour in that store to try to find something.
Yeah. I don't know.
I found nothing.
I can't figure it out if I just aged out of it or if it just went downward.
Like, I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Both for sure. I mean, I go in there now and it's like, okay, haha, that's funny. Haha, that's cute. I would never buy these things.
They used to carry like movie themed, a lot of movie themed stuff, like action figures and they like actual collectible kind of stuff. And now it's just generic t-shirts, dumb crap.
T-shirts, wallets,
shot glasses, belts, that say who farted glasses. And whatever. Like it doesn't.
I will say this.
The answer is me.
I did convince.
I farted.
Always.
I did convince a roommate of mine at one point when we were, and this was in their, I would consider what Spencer's is now.
Yeah. Okay.
With dildos and shit. I did convince a roommate, not present company, but I convinced a roommate to buy a shot glass that said ass, comma, the other vagina.
Dude, that was you don't need to call your ex-wife your old roommate.
No, before her even. Oh, wow, Cole. I'm going to take a pause. And by pause, Cole, I took a piss.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
I went to the Jesus store today, and I took that thing that...
We only have one Jesus store, right?
Hobby Lobby.
He calls it Hobby Lobby. I thought he was talking about Parable.
That's what I was thinking. Whatever. Shop. Yeah, the Rainbow Shop.
No, Hobby Lobby. I went to the Jesus store, which is Hobby Lobby.
Cool.
I took that thing that Josh made for me.
Are they going to put it in a frame for you?
Yeah, they're going to custom make a frame for me.
Awesome.
So it should be done on April Fool's Day, which makes me think that they're just going to take my money and not give me a frame.
It's possible.
I will say this. I've had things framed at Hobby Lobby. And I think I've had things framed at Michael's. And it was like right after Hobby Lobby got all weird. Actually, they've always been weird. But I think it was before Michael's had opened.
Okay.
And I had taken, I have a piece of art upstairs from an old friend that.
The Walmart one, the guy who worked at the Walmart, and he drew you the thing of the guy from Rick and Morty.
I took that one to the Jesus store, which is ironic because that's such a fucked up. Character is such a fucked up saying. It's like, this fits it right in with you fucking weirdos. King Jellybean from Rick and Morty. Yeah.
All right.
And then the other one was me, and it was so much more expensive to do it at Michael's than it was to do it at the Jesus store.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
The only reason I went to Hobby Lobby is because it's closer.
Yeah. Michael's does them too, but yeah. Get shit framed. What'd they say to you when you brought it in?
It's just like, I was looking for a frame and it wasn't the right size, and I asked one girl for help. She was kind of,
was she hot?
No. But she was an
classic
she was an asshole. She didn't help me at all. She's just like, go to the next aisle over. She's like, yeah, it looks like 11 by 14. Go to the next aisle over. That's where all the 11 by 14s are. It was definitely not 11 by 14.
It looks like it. How about you fucking pull out a measuring tape, you dumb bastard?
So I looked for a little bit, and then I must have looked lost because an even less hot lady who was super nice came over.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jesus. And Jesus was there. He's like, my son, it's a 14 by 7.
She's just like, are you not finding what you're looking for? And I was like,
no.
Nah, not really. She's like, well, we could make a frame for you. I was like, that'd be perfect. So she took out a tape measure, got everything taken care of in a little bit of time. And like I told her, you know, I didn't want a shadow box because it'd be way too deep. But I can't use a regular frame because, you know, the regular frames are for pieces of paper. This is a thick, you know,
it's a piece of wood.
So if I put it in there. And then I try to shove the back on, it's going to pop the glass out in the front. And
oh, yeah.
She's just like, oh, yeah, we got ways of taking care of that. And
we got ways.
You know, and I guess I probably didn't need the glass, but I want it. Because
yeah.
Josh explained to me that the type of wood that I have that he made it on.
Very rare.
No, it's called something hard of yellow, but if it's out in the sun, it changes color. And he thought it was a cool thing, but I don't want it to change color. I want it to stay the color it is.
Hell yeah.
And so the glass that they're going to put on it is UV.
It'll
keep, dust from getting in the nooks and crannies as well.
So
did she not
pay for the museum glass, though, just the regular glass.
Did she say this is cool?
She didn't.
Oh, fuck her! Fuck her!
I thought she was nice.
You know what? If I bring a piece of artwork that I'm really excited about, I don't care if you think it's cool. That's customer service.
Oh.
If I bring a fucking piece of artwork.
She gave me much better customer service than the other girl.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Cole. If I bring in a piece of artwork that's near and dear to my heart, I'm spending fucking however much money to get this goddamn thing put into a frame that you are going to custom make for me. The least thing that you can do is say, this is cool.
Sure.
Fuck her and fuck Jesus.
I don't know. You fucking write all these songs and everything, and you're like, hey, what do you think about these songs? And I'm like, this sucks. And you're like, oh.
Okay, Cole, that's different. I'm not paying you. If I was paying you to listen, I'd say, I would expect you to say, this is cool. Even if you didn't think it was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? People I've dealt with where I'm like, hey, like this fucking guy comes in with a fat guy comes in with a skin tight suit, and I'm like, that looks cool. I don't mean it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you're a fucking dumb person.
I'm mad at that lady.
I'm mad at you for fucking.
And I'm mad you paid for that.
I'm mad you at should, you for should, being the kind of person.
Listen,
who's,
they're
who's
saving
a
the compliments for once it's framed.
Okay. Okay. I'm coming for that. I'm coming for the day you pick it up.
Except they're only going to compliment their good job on the frame.
Oh, my God.
But that's the other thing. It's framed.
We did a great
frame. That's the other thing, though. Is she said it's going to be done on April Fool's Day. I'm like, bitch, I don't even have to look at a calendar. I know April Fool's Day is on a Sunday. You guys aren't open on Sunday. This is the fucking Jesus store.
Okay.
Why does it take that long?
It's an ETA.
Because they gotta send for the material, I guess.
They gotta make it. Okay.
I thought they kept that stuff in-house.
I swear to God. I swear
maybe
to
they did.
God.
Uh-huh.
If she doesn't say, this is at least nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But cool? I mean, come on. I mean, come on. That is the least you can do. The absolute least you can do if you're bringing in a piece of artwork from a fucking friend. A fucking friend that made this for you.
Well, I think
she's not even going to say it's cool.
Well, Cole has to say that to her. He has to tell the history of it.
And
he's probably not telling the history of the piece.
And she's like, oh, this
is...
Yeah,
I don't like
she's
talking
like,
to people.
Oh, this is a... What is this? And you tell her. And you say, well, my friend, you can't say fuck because it's Jesus, but they say, he made this. My friend made this. He copied and pasted this, but he made this. And she doesn't say, fuck, cool.
He copied and pasted this.
I mean, God damn it. I'm just pissed off, Cole. You got me all fired up, man. Anyway, so we've gone long enough. For Comic Can Koozie, I'm Taylor.
I'm Adam.
I'm Cole.